The year that deals came back to the market ends with a billion-dollar bang.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The online coupon site Groupon may raise almost $1 billion from private investors to fuel its growth. The company's board has approved the move just a few weeks after Groupon reportedly rejected a $6 billion buyout offer from Google. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live with the details. Hi, Mitchell.
Hey, Jeremy.
So for those of us who are not venture capitalists, why does today's news about Groupon matter?
Well, because it shows just how fast this whole sector is growing. If you don't already know, here's how this works. I get an email every day from Groupon. It offers me a coupon for a shop here in Portland, maybe 50% off pet supplies, or I could have gotten 80% off Pilates classes earlier this week. Now, Groupon's only 2 years old. It's already profitable. It's in 300 cities. It's expanding in Europe and Asia. Carl Howe is a technology analyst at the Yankee Group. He told me that sites like Facebook haven't necessarily figured out how to turn their popularity into money, but Groupon may have cracked this code.
This is the rise of social buying. We saw social networking rise with Facebook. This is now turning that into money. They get paid up front, and the coupons are left in consumers' pockets. So it's really a good way to print money.
A good way to print money, Mitchell, and this would be the biggest venture capital financing of a startup company since the mid-90s. Does that signal anything broader about the health of the economy?
Well, you know, maybe not the economy as a whole, but definitely investors' appetite for e-commerce as a growth industry. Carl Howe pointed out to me that Groupon's spreading faster than any internet trend. Its best-known competitor, Living Social, just raised $175 million from Amazon to expand.
All right, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman in Portland, Oregon. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, Groupon is not the only company getting buyout offers in venture capital financing. 2010 was the year mergers and acquisitions returned to the economy. Global mergers up almost 20% this year, and more are expected next year. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports now on what that means for the job market.
When companies merge, it might mean a new name on your paycheck.
Hey, you guys, what's the name of the new company going to be?
We combine Morgan and Poland. Moland Spring.
Moland?
Or it might mean no paycheck. Mergers often lead to layoffs. David Becker teaches finance at Drexel University. He says layoffs will be minimal. Companies are already running lean and mean.
It's going to be very hard to slash a workforce when you do a merger if you've already cut to the bone.
And that's why he calls this round of mergers strategic. Companies have stockpiled cash during the recession, a historic stash of nearly $2 trillion. Shareholders want returns, so now bigger firms are buying smaller ones that will grow, eventually. But that doesn't do much for the job market right now, says James Brock at Miami University. What would? Companies growing internally.
That is new plant, new equipment, research and development, rather than just buying something that somebody else has already built.
I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are mostly higher right now across Europe and Asia. The bailed-out insurance giant AIG has made a stunning stock comeback this year. Shares are up 97% year-to-date. That's 10 times better than the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is up just 9.7% for the year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose 20 points to close at 11,575.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
We'll take a wide turn now to find a strange economic indicator in the world of trucking. Turns out that in harder economic times, there may be more of a demand for trucks and, by extension, more demand for new drivers. In the latest installment of our Economy 4.0 series about new ways to measure the economy, Marketplace correspondent David Brancaccio reports on what might be called the semi-indicator.
Cuba, Missouri sits along lifelines of American commerce. First, historic Route 66, and now there's Interstate 44, a major artery for trucks across what the U.S. Census identifies as the center of the U.S. population. Cuba is also home to West Wind CDL Training Center, CDL as in Commercial Driver's License, what you need to drive a truck.
About 300 drivers a year come through.
Mark Leathers, formerly of the Missouri Highway Patrol, is Westwind's boss. His team gives newbie drivers 3 weeks of basic training. There's a few weeks more instruction once they get hired by trucking companies. It's Leathers with the surprising theory that trucking thrives during a downturn.
The trucking industry is really big right now. With the economic conditions the way they are, the bigger companies can't afford a warehouse near the material they used to. So now, these companies, when they need something, they've got to have it now. They can't wait on it, or it's not sitting in the back room somewhere. Everything is trucked. As soon as they call for it, it's on its way.
When companies are being careful during unsettled economic times, they may push the famed just-in-time delivery idea to its limits. Having low inventories of parts or products saves money. But Rosalind Wilson, a transportation analyst at Delcan Corporation, says trucking goes up when the economy goes up, not the other way around. Still, she says it's a useful economic indicator.
If you actually look at the numbers compared to last year, trucking is doing great, you know, 5.9, 10.1% increase over previous year, except the previous year was so low that we still aren't back up to where we were prior to the recession.
The boom at the driving school may stem from a shortage of drivers as older ones retire. It's calculated the country needs 400,000 new truckers this year and next. First years can earn into the high 30s annually, if they don't mind the hours, the traffic, or the time away from home. In Cuba, Missouri, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And you can see what kind of future your job has on the Future Jobs-O-Matic. It's at marketplace.org. Finally, the U.S. Postal Service, which lost more than $8 billion in the last fiscal year, has a new idea. Starting in January, reports say all first-class stamps will be considered forever stamps, so you'll be able to use them forever, regardless of changes in the cost of postage. Now it seems the only thing at the U.S. Postal Service that won't last forever is mail delivery. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Can a global business survive today without securities, derivatives, or even loans?
We don't owe nothing. We don't borrow. We haven't for many, many years.
You don't borrow money for this?
I don't borrow money.
I'm Bob Moon, getting by the old-fashioned way, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.